Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
Saturday is the last day for registered candidates to quit Alaska's legislative and U.S. House elections. And against the deadline, some potential polls say they've decided against running for office after finding common ground with other candidates. According to the Alaska Beacon, Jason Avery, the lone Democratic candidate in the race to replace Senator Click Bishop, is withdrawing and throwing his support behind candidate Savannah Fletcher, whose affiliation is undeclared. I realize that our platform is very similar. We both have the same priorities, and it's just an opportunity for me to step aside and help her with her campaign, he said. Bishop said earlier this year that he would not seek re-election. Avery's decision means the primary will not narrow the number of candidates for Bishop's old seat. Under Alaska law, the four top finishers in the August 20th primary will advance to the general election, and Avery's withdrawal reduces the number of candidates for the seat from 5 to 4. If Fletcher wins the election, Avery expects to join her in Juneau as a member of her staff, he said. In Anchorage, undeclared candidate Greg Maggie is dropping out of the House District 10 race against incumbent Republican Craig Johnson. That leaves former Representative Chuck Kopp, also a Republican, as Johnson's lone opponent. Maggie registered as a candidate because he thought Johnson would be unopposed. Maggie disagrees with Johnson's decision to uphold Governor Mike Dunleavy's veto of a bipartisan public education bill this year. He also disagrees with Johnson's opposition to a public pension bill. Maggie said he and Kopp are aligned on those issues. Maggie's withdrawal creates a head-to-head race between Kopp and Johnson. Both are set to go against each other in the August 20th primary and the November 5th general election. As salmon season kicks off, some Alaska fishermen are fearing for their future. For more, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A sharp downturn in Alaska's fishing industry continues looming. Some say the crisis, driven by an array of market forces and economic factors outside fishermen's control, is the biggest for the industry since statehood. Roughly a year into the downturn, with the major summer harvest of salmon just starting, there are some signs of recovery. Some fishermen say they managed to turn profits even after last year's plunge in prices. And startup businesses are launching new models for processing that they say could help boost the quality and value of Alaska's catch. But major threats persist, many of which fishermen feel powerless to affect, posing existential risks to a $6 billion industry that employs more than 15,000 Alaskans. Industry and state elected leaders say they expect Russia to continue selling huge quantities of fish into global markets, undercutting prices of Alaska's harvests, which also have to compete with farmed fish. Inflation and high borrowing costs are hammering processing companies, which typically take out huge loans to buy supplies and stage workers and equipment at the start of each summer salmon season. Plants and whole processing businesses have shuttered around the state, while others are putting assets up for sale. While many fishermen are struggling in Alaska, others say they have managed to stay profitable and that they see bright spots ahead. Last year, Homer resident Scotty Switzer and his three crew members all made money fishing off Kodiak Island, where big runs of salmon made up for the low price they were paid. Switzer took on hundreds of thousands of dollars in loans to acquire his permit, boat, and other assets, and he's still deeply in debt. But like other fishermen working on their boats in the Homer Harbor, he said he's not feeling too anxious about his future. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Representative Mary Potola announced that approximately $54 million in FY24's Rebuilding American Infrastructure with Sustainability and Equity grants have been awarded. Potola secured $25 million for the state of Alaska, which will go towards the cost of the Alaska Highway Permafrost Degradation Restoration Project. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Friday.